Good morning. I'm Jason Cables, the chair of the Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas Audit and Finance Committee. I'll be chairing today's meeting, and today is December 13th, 2024, and the time is 10:19 a.m. I now call to order this fourth quarter meeting of the Finance and Audit Committee. This meeting is being held in person in the offices of the Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas at 1601 East Pflugerville Parkway, Suite 3301, Pflugerville, Texas, 78660. Deputy Commissioner of the Financial Regulation Division of the Texas Department of Insurance or her delegate was notified of this committee meeting on December 3rd, 2024, in accordance with Section 2C2 of the Surplus Line Stamping Office Plan of Operation. Notice of this meeting was published in the Texas Register on December 6th, 2024, in accordance with Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code. All board members were notified of this meeting on December 3rd, 2024. A conference call-in number was provided to members of the public in the public meeting notice. Committee members Nick Warren is attending by video, and Ezekiel Nathal are present in person. A quorum of two or more committee members is present. Are there any other board members attending this meeting?
Jeff Klein
is attending this meeting. And Garrett Sprouse is the ex officio. Thank you. Also attending are Greg Brannon, Executive Director, Denise Emesquita, Director of Human Resources, Donna Ogg, Director of Finance, and Stan Strickland, General Counsel. Are there any other stamping office staff attending this meeting?
Sick office, LTX admin.
Okay. Sharmila Sabidi, business analyst.
Okay. And Toby Pig via Teams.
Okay. Are any representatives of the Texas Department of Insurance or the Comptroller of Public Accounts present or attending by telephone?
Andrew, Director of Company Law.
Okay, thank you. Is a Texas TSLA liaison attending in person or by telephone? All board members, stamping office employees, board liaisons, and state agency representatives should identify themselves when they speak. Please mute your phones or microphones when you are not speaking. We have some procedural announcements before we get to today's agenda. We will not have public comments for this meeting. Representatives of state agencies and members of the public are welcome to listen to or record this committee meeting, but please refrain from asking questions of committee members during the meeting or interjecting comments during the committee's discussions. Members of the public or media, please place your phone on mute. State agency personnel may be asked questions about their agency's policies if those questions relate to an agenda item. Antitrust activity or discussion are prohibited at all stamping office functions. This prohibition includes the exchange of information concerning individual company rates, coverages, market practices, claim settlement practices, expenses, or any other competitive aspect of an individual company's operation. We will now move to agenda item two, discussion and appropriate approval of the September 26, 2024 committee meeting note minutes. Everyone was provided a copy of the September 26, 2024 Audit and Finance Committee meeting minutes. Are there any revisions or corrections to the meeting minutes? Any further discussion? There being no further discussion, do we have a motion to approve the September 26, 2024 meeting minutes?
Ezekiel Nathal makes a motion.
Do I have a second?
Nick Laurent, I'll second.
Is there any further discussion? All who approve, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no. The motion passes. We'll now move to agenda item three, discussion and appropriate action on the 2024 year-to-date finance review. Donna Ogg, Director of Finance, will present this item. Donna?
Thank you. So we're presenting November financials.
Second. Sorry. A lot of data on there. So for November, our stamping fees came in under budget, about 15%, or $83,400. And year-to-date, we're over what we had budgeted by 1%, or $72,800. Investment income was greater than we had budgeted by a whopping 72%, or $43,000. For November and over budget for the year, 65%, or almost $479,000. So our investments are earning more money than we had predicted a year ago when we created our budget. So total operating expenses were over budget for November. Almost $751,000, or 117%. I don't believe we've ever said that we were over budget since we've been here, Greg. year to date, we were only over $11,000, which is 0.01%. Salaries and benefits were over budget 190%, or almost $747,000 for the month, and over budget 5%, or $248,500 year to date. And the reason for the overage is that we funded our pension for 2023 and 24, 2 years worth, where we had budgeted for an estimate of 1 year's pension. Along with that, we were still two heads short on what was budgeted for the year, and we were under budget in other employee benefits. So that offset that overage that we just talked about due to the pension by almost $662,000. Professional services were over budget 46%, or $15,300 for November, and under budget 3%. About $10,500 year to date. In the IT department, the underage is due to RSI not being engaged since we rolled to the new version of the database, along with MIS ending earlier than expected. The overage for November was in operations as the Lemon Light invoices, those are the folks that produce our training videos, came in different months than what the budgeted expenses were. So they average out, they're just in different months. Conference and education were under budget 31%, or a little over 1,000 for November, and under budget 65%, or 60,700 for the year due to the timing of the conferences and education, and also the quantity of things that were budgeted last year. Travel and entertainment were under budget by 50%, or $1,700 for the month, and 46%, or $32,600 for the year, for the same reason as mentioned before, just the timing, trips, and also the quantity. Not everything was taken. And also the cost on our board meetings produced a savings of almost $17,000. Opposed to what was budgeted. Occupancy and operating expenses were under budget, $16,000, or 37% for the month, and under almost $210,000, or 40% for the year. And I discussed this at our last, I guess it would have been in September when I presented financials, that the biggest contributor to this is a reclassification of the lease expense from lease expense to amortization. And there's a GASB 87 rule that dictates that we needed to capitalize our three leases, which are our office, copier, and postage machine, rather than expense to lease expense. We had to put those leases on our balance sheet and then amortize those monthly. We didn't have that we weren't aware of that when we budgeted for 24. And so it's a flip flop, basically just a reclass from an lease expense down to amortization. Now, our 25 budget does reflect these expenses in the correct account, so we won't be seeing this variance next year. There's additional categories that contributed to being under budget were in software maintenance, which was under $79,000 for the year, and computer equipment, which was under almost $21,600. General and administrative were over budget, $10,700 or 7% for November, and over budget, $117,000 or 7% year to date. So again, it was what I was talking about, that reclass. Amortization was over $117,500 due to that reclass. Contingency, which was not used, resulted in almost $3,200 of savings for the month and almost $41,400 for the year. We had an operating loss of $800,300 for November and a year-to-date operating loss of $246,400. We had budgeted for an operating loss of $8,700 the month and a loss of $786,700 through November. The change in investment markets, fair market value was a decrease of approximately $12,400 for November and an increase of $239,300 to date. Any questions? Discussing our fund balance, we went into 24 with a fund balance of almost $32.7 million, which was a little over $20 million over the maximum for the year, which was $12,537,946. And with November's year-to-date net loss of a little over $7,000, that resulted in a fund balance on the end of November of $32,680,500, which is $20,142,519 over our. Any question? That concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Donna. Do you have a recommendation today?
I do not.
I had one other housekeeping note regarding attendees. We have Michael Norad and Jeff McWirt. They are additional attendees from Mitchell Williams Law Firm, attending as general counsel team, and will replace Dan Strickland in the future.
Them too.
Okay, we will move on to agenda item 4, review and appropriate action committee charter. The Stamping Board Office Board committees include the Executive Committee, the Audit and Finance Committee, Training Committee, and the Plan of Operation Committee. Under Section 2C11, each board must have a charter and review the charter at least annually. Everyone was provided a copy of the current Audit and Finance Committee charter. In accordance with Item 6 of the Operations section of the committee charter, today we are going to review the current charter and discuss any possible revisions recommended to the board for consideration. Ultimately, the board will consider and vote to submit any recommended revisions to TDI's Deputy Commissioner of the Financial Regulation Division for review. With that, does anyone have any recommended revisions or items for discussion? Is there any further discussion?
Jason, if I may, this is Stan. I've been making the announcement in the meetings, and you'll hear it again as we get to some of the other committee meetings and the board meeting. TDI, it's anticipated that TDI will deliver an amended plan of operation draft to us at some time in January, mid-January. So there may be need or opportunity at that time to come back and revisit the charter to possibly propose amendments to the charter in alignment with whatever those amendments may be to the overall plan of operation.
Okay. Okay, thank you. There being no further discussion, we have a motion that this committee recommends to the board that no revisions be made to the Audit and Finance Committee charter.
Nick Lawrence, I'll make the motion.
Do I have a second?
Nick Lawrence, I'll second.
Is there any further discussion on this topic? Hearing none, all who approve say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say no. Motion passes. The fifth item on our agenda is for adjournment. Having no other business on today's agenda, I'll move to adjourn. Do I have a second?
You go with all seconds.
This meeting is adjourned at 10:34 a.m. Thank you.